Governor Mitt Romney is trying to reinstate the death penalty in Massachusetts by drafting legislation he says will make certain that only the guilty will face execution. The move follows several high-profile efforts by the U.S. attorney in Boston to get the death penalty in state murder cases. From member station WBUR, Adi Cornish reports.
The state of Massachusetts has not executed anyone since 1947, but Governor Mitt Romney says it's time to rethink the death penalty because advances in DNA and other technologies make it possible to certify guilt or innocence.
This will be a new kind of death penalty bill that we intend to fashion, one that puts science above all other considerations, ahead of eyewitness testimony, ahead of confessions, which have been known in the past to have had their own weaknesses. Just as science can free the innocent, science can identify the guilty.
Romney claims his 11-member panel of scientists, prosecutors, and legal experts will depoliticize the debate and restore confidence in the concept of capital punishment. The group is charged with drafting legislation that would require an even tougher burden of proof in capital cases than the beyond a reasonable doubt standard necessary for criminal conviction. Romney says this standard would make it virtually certain that innocent people are not put to death. But opponents of the death penalty are wary of the governor's argument that science is a way to avoid the execution of innocent people.
We have a slew of wrongful convictions in this state and other states. No death penalty statute can be perfect.
Joshua Rubenstein is the Northeast Regional Director for Amnesty International. Rubenstein says there are few cases that come down to just DNA alone, and oftentimes that evidence isn't even available.
The governor is acknowledging from the outset that the death penalty has been seriously flawed. He was in favor of the death penalty for many years while it was flawed. Now he's coming to the public and saying, I acknowledge it was flawed. Take my word for it. Now we'll get it right.
Romney says the legislation drafted by the council will focus only on cases concerning terrorism, the murders of law enforcement officers, and murders of extreme atrocity. The governor says he is hoping that this focus will win the support of legislators who have fought every effort to bring back capital punishment since it was banned in 1984. The effort comes just as the U.S. attorney in Boston has gone to Attorney General John Ashcroft seeking the death penalty in three different cases, one for a man who's already serving time. Richard Dieter of the Death Penalty Information Center says it is part of a concerted effort by the Federal Attorney General's office to advance capital punishment nationally.
It avoids the trend that's going on in much of the rest of the country that is turning away from the death penalty. There's fewer death sentences on the state level, fewer people on death row, many commissions studying the advisability of the death penalty, the costs of the death penalty. So there's a sort of a battle being drawn about this issue right now.
But Governor Romney says he agrees with the way death penalty cases are handled by federal prosecutors. He says that even if his own panel reports that there is no way to craft error-proof legislation, it will not change his mind about capital punishment. The panel is expected to deliver its recommendations next year. For NPR News, I'm Audie Cornish in Boston.